Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. Yeah. We can't call in. Top star, free balling.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
That was okay.
Damn. That was, yeah. You sounded angry.
Did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get it right. No, it's been 2 weeks. I needed that release right now.
It's been a minute.
Hang on, everyone. Just blowing off the cobwebs.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But, it's not like we haven't been busy. I don't know what the hell happened where it's just it's just blown up for both of us every day
something happened.
Yeah, man. On my end, I feel like things are coming together pretty good. Got some good stuff in the works, you know.
Nice.
Got some big trips coming up, and mentally and physically preparing myself for that shit. So super dope.
You're coming down my ends, bro.
I am. What is this, a crossover episode?
Yes, it is.
Absolute. Fuck yeah, dude. Well, you've been putting in work too, my dude.
Yeah, so me and my production company have greenlit our first short project. We're currently looking for locations in Scotland and Wales to film a Viking short.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, the TV project I'm working on, well, both of them, because I'm now developing one myself.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, it's based on my father's time in the West Midlands Police Force. Yeah, mm-hmm. You've read it, Sebastian. It's called Steelhouse.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
It's a comedy mockumentary kind of thing, a little bit Office. There's a show over here called Bloods, in which you sort of see, one of the pairs is an ambulance drives an ambulance, and then one of the pairs are in emergency paramedics, that kind of thing. It's like hospital stuff, but it's comedy.
Yeah,
kind of wanted to do that thing with sort of different, you know, these guys are doing this episode, but these guys are doing something completely different this episode, like sort of your A path and your B path, that kind of thing. DNA strands of stories that sort of intertwine. Yeah, it's just, I think it's like, it wasn't supposed to be a passion project, but it's slowly becoming a big part of my life right now. And my other one in America, still making moves on that. We're doing a table read in September when I come over.
Nice.
Just need to know when it is.
Shit. But even on the fucking, on the physical front, we've both been putting in the work. Mm-hmm.
I've been on a huge weight loss journey right now.
Like we've made it very clear. Like we're both pretty big guys, and it's always been. I feel like it's been a struggle for both of us.
Oh, it's been a struggle, but like I feel like we need to lighten this journey and tell them why we're on this weight loss journey. For all my fat brothers out there, you have hidden shaft that your pubic fat is covering up. You lose some weight, you've got stronger, harder erections, my guys. Boom. Boom.
Boom.
everyone's fit now. Everyone's in the gym. I'm seeing man work. Yes. Put in shift, my guy.
It's funny. Those weren't the reasons I was thinking of, but hey, it's a hell of a bonus.
Oh no, yeah, my other one, I'm not gonna be ready in time for that. That may be a next year thing for me. I want to go to the Secret Life of Pets ride in Universal.
Oh no, no, but I was just, like, for me, it's health reasons. You know, I got some bad news a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But like I was diagnosed with diabetes. I want to say like. April-ish.
Yeah.
But so that, you know, that kind of lights that fire under your ass. So, but in that, doing that, in the work that I've put in, according to my doctor, if I continue the way I've been going, 6-7 months, I'll be diabetes free.
That's excellent news, bro. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hell yes.
But like you've been putting in the work for another reason. Like you've got some pretty heavy stuff coming up this weekend.
Yes, indeedy. So when you're listening to this, it's already happened. But right now, I'm preparing for it.
Yes, sir.
A longtime friend of the podcast, someone I've mentioned quite a few times, my friend Ryan. He's going to be joining on as an episode soon. We just need to find him a topic. It was supposed to be today's topic, but today's topic kind of got out of hand. Like, we planned...
It's been getting out of hand, but we'll get into it.
We planned it with Ryan, and then they was like, oh, you know what? Let's just flush the toilet bowl. Friend Ryan is getting married this weekend.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, sending huge love to Ryan and his bride-to-be, Lauren. Just, I wish them nothing but the best, and I wish them... a happy wedding, happy honeymoon, and just a happy life in fucking general.
Hey, you can go meet them when they're honeymooning in Mexico.
I'm not going to be in Mexico, dude.
No, but you're close enough. You can. It's a day trip.
Well, I don't know where in Mexico they're going to be. And if they're in the part of Mexico where it's close enough to me, I don't think they're going to make it to very long life because of cartel shit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm praying. It's like, hopefully they're not near me.
Damn.
I want them to have a happy life. You can't have a happy life if you're fucking dead, dude.
Oh.
Jesus, this took such a dark turn.
That took a dark turn.
I still wish you guys nothing but happiness. Congratulations, Ryan and Lauren.
The sentiment was there, I think.
I think so. You just got to really look for it.
Well, hey, let's set this up now. So, Ryan, I'm currently setting this up to happen on Saturday. Sebastian, I want you to film a video and send it to Ryan on Saturday.
A video of myself with,
like congratulations and best wishes? Get your family, like, whoever's there, your brother, your mum, your dad.
I got you. Yeah. All right.
Wish
for
Ryan
sure.
And Lauren, like, a happy wedding.
Yep, for sure.
So, Ryan.
Definitely do that.
That has already happened for you, but I'm setting
you're
it up
welcome.
Now. How weird is that?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This is some, like, big loophole. Like, I'm pretty sure Miss Minutes is about to come out somewhere and fucking send my ass to the TVA, bro.
For real.
Well, speaking of franchises, here we go. Segue time, ladies and gentlemen. There's one big one out there. That's it's fucking a royal, Sebastian.
Like, so this episode's called The State of DC and like
/ Warner Bros. / Discovery.
I was gonna say, like, I obviously, you know, we're talking about DC, but how do you talk about DC without talking about the Warner and Discovery
like
merger.
Who's literally controlling it all.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, where do we start? I think the best place to start is like the news that came out yesterday, which was that Aquaman and Shazam are being delayed to next year.
Aquaman is going for that Oscar. Aquaman, my favorite one. I love Aquaman. Is going for that risky December 25th release. Yeesh. Isn't a movie doing that this year? Avatar?
I think it's coming out in December. I don't know if it's coming around.
There's a movie that's like anticipated, so to say, that's coming out on Christmas Day. But yeah. So like, do you know why they've been moved, Sebastian? Or do you know the rumor why?
Well, because they can only afford to release two movies this year.
They've only got money for two more releases. So they chose Black Adam and
Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yep.
Did you hear the shit show about that movie's premiere in a film festival?
Oh, CinemaCon?
I think it was, like Jason Sudeikis, made sure
Olivia Wilde getting fucking custody papers while she was on stage presenting.
Dude, that is like Ted Lasso. No.
But I hearing that situation, how did they just walk up the papers to her while she was on stage? Why didn't they wait till after or not give
like,
it to her?
What in the Kanye West at the Grammys, bro?
Jesus, what
Beyonce
a fucking
had
parallel.
The great Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. Yo, that was like the most obscure but like naturally organic reference I've ever made. I'm getting good at this.
I've seen the trailer for the movie and it looks interesting. So
it gives me Gattaca vibes in a kind of way.
Stepford Wives. That's the movie. It gives me Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look bad. And Olivia Wilde as a director is, solid.
Booksmart was amazing.
Yeah. So I think it'll be okay. But it's just the state of everything now with Warner and Discovery. It's like, sorry, we can only afford two movies. Like, what?
And they try and mask it all with that that HBO trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Literally to try and mask everything bad about Warner Bros. And DC right now. They did that HBO trailer and those dirty, rotten scoundrels just had to put the Last of Us footage in there. How dare they?
You know, I'm glad you brought up the whole the HBO Max and the streaming.
Why are they just yeeting shit off their fucking their library?
Yeah, they've gotten rid of so many of the originals, and obviously the biggest thing it was the Batgirl movie.
Yeah,
that just no release, $90 million, and no one's gonna fucking see it.
There's a sliver of good news, the cast and the crew and immediate friends. Execs and families and solo industry heads are getting a secret screening of Batgirl.
Yeah, I heard about that
before it's vaulted.
You know what they're being called? They're being called funeral screenings.
Wow. Why does this have a name?
Because it's being watched before the footage is completely locked away. Like Jesus. The directors have not been allowed to touch the raw footage. They've been completely locked out.
That's mad, G.
Like that's fucking insane, right?
That is why does this have a name?
Why does this have a name? Why does it have a name?
Oh.
And it's how...
Well, now that we're on Batgirl, so a $90 million movie has just, been erased, essentially.
Yeah, just gone.
Because apparently
as
it's
if it didn't
not,
fucking
it's,
happen.
Like, there was a screening. There was an early screening. It did terribly. And according to the execs, it's not the event they wanted. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've been ghosted on Tinder like in better ways than that.
And it's like, you know, Kevin Smith said it when he was talking about it. It's not a very good look for Warner Brothers to be canceling the Latin-led superhero movie.
That's true. People were worried for Blue Beetle, but like, I've not really heard much confirmation that it's okay, but I've heard it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And not like, not that the movie, like its production is safe.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
And like, there's the pushing for like a streaming service where they're going to combine HBO Max and Discovery Plus into one into next year. And it's like, how, I mean, I guess I understand why, obviously, you know, these two companies merged.
Yeah.
But like they laid off a large portion. I think they got rid of pretty much the entire unscripted department at HBO Max. Like all those people were just laid off.
Wow. That sounds fair.
You know, like, I mean, I don't know how much HBO Max is going to be putting into, you know, unscripted. I know they have a few shows, but like, strange times, man. Strange times. And it's like, how, you know, as creatives, how do you look at this and be like, you know, Warner's where I want to work. Instability, not knowing if my shit's even going to be seen. Yep, that's where I want to be.
Like the complete mishandle of CW as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's about to be bought out, but like it literally has nothing now. It's cancelled everything.
Pretty much.
Or it's finishing everything. It's so weird.
Like, I don't know if you saw that report where it said like the average viewer of the CW was 58 years old.
Wow.
It's like, you're telling me 58-year-olds are watching Riverdale? He's like, yeah, I grew up with that Archie. I want to see what they do with him.
Fuck's sake.
This ain't my Archie. This ain't my Betty and Veronica. The fuck is this shit? I'm watching anyway.
Wow. Wow.
I imagine that's what the audience...
That was an interpretation and a half, bro.
Thank you.
But to go back to your point about, like, what does this say for indie creatives when, like, one of the benchmark studios companies is so easily just yeeting stuff off its portfolio, on its online portfolio, is quite clearly making some pretty racist decisions in which projects are being like sort of kept alive, which ones are getting more focus. Like Batgirl lost its opportunity, but Peacemaker season 2 is okay with John Cena leading the way. I mean, come on, like, yeah. No, but I love Peacemaker. I love Peacemaker,
it's,
but like,
it's a good show.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, just finish the movie. Just do what Hulu did with Prey. No one wants to see a Predator movie in cinemas right now because the last one stunk like hairy dog turds.
Yep.
But Prey came out silently on streamlined services. It was well advertised, I'll tell you what.
For
online streaming, for an online streaming movie, where that's where its premiere was as well. I think it's done pretty well for itself, to the point where there's going to be another Predator Prey spin-off, and it'll go to movies. I bet it's earned its way back. Why not just do that? You have HBO Max.
I know.
Make it a HBO Max original movie. Online original movie. Come on. There were so many other things you could have done, but you went straight to, like, the big red button.
Well, that's the thing. The Batgirl movie was going to be an HBO Max original movie.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's partly why it was being canceled. I mean, obviously, the reason that they're giving everyone is, you know, it's a tax write-off.
Wow.
And like, but again, it's, you know, you're writing this off to save money, but that's thousands of hours of work That's thousands of people putting in time and effort into putting this movie together, and just no one's gonna, and it's not like the directors are nobody too. Like, they worked on Ms. Marvel, and Ms. Marvel's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, they have the cred, and then for them to come in and be like, nah, just then, like, why? What the fuck?
And you know what? You know what movie is still being made and is still coming out and will still be advertised that should just not exist?
Yeah, but lay it on me.
Fucking Flashpoint, bro. Fucking what Flash. The actual fuck was this year for Ezra Miller?
I don't know. The man was on something. He was on something good.
You know, he said it's like he's suffering from like major mental health issues. Mm-hmm. If that's not the fucking serial killer finally going to court to see his day and to like be sent to fuck the jail, he pleads insanity.
Yeah,
I it was the word of God. Like, no, gee, don't misappropriate the fucking Bible, you fucking bellend.
Yep.
It's like this guy saying it's mental health issues. Oh, wait, sorry. It's them saying they have mental health issues. I still can't get used to that one. I apologize for calling him a guy. Like, we have to try and be better there. But, like, I apologize. I'm not touching that one anymore. I said it wrong a few times, and I'm rectifying it now. They, them.
And it's just like, I don't understand how Ezra Miller believes that just by apologizing,
it's all okay.
Their actions are just okay. It's like, no, like, you were doing terrible things, like evil things. Your movie's still getting made.
Yeah.
You're still going to get paid for it.
You were still called back for reshoots during the summer, which you were probably paid for. So, like, literally, DC, Warner Bros. Knew what was going down. Knew this motherfucker was, like, being seen poorly in the eyes of the audience. So they decided to have silent reshoots and still use Ezra Miller. Like, that is ridiculous to me, man.
It's just like the whole situation. Like, I sent you a meme. It was I can't remember what the top bit, but it was just like, is Marvel fans and Kevin Feige in this like adored picture, and then right underneath is a picture of Ezra Miller and Amber Heard as Team Rocket. Prepare for trouble. Make it double.
Oh my god. And speaking of Flashpoint, I know we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago with the Comic-Con episode, but where the hell is the DCEU going now? What is the goal?
I don't know.
Why are they releasing movies for the fuck of it?
Just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, we get too much Marvel. We're not getting any less Marvel. Holy fuck, we're getting more Marvel than we could possibly handle. But at least we understand why.
There's a plan.
There's a schedule.
One of the big things apparently that Warner and Discovery is trying to do is create like a streamlined plan, or at least like a 10-year plan for the DCEU going forward. And like, yeah, we just need our Kevin Feige. You just need one person who'd be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. You don't need Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige's taken. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not difficult. What pisses me off the most is that they have had their biggest guns from day one. Kevin Feige, Marvel, they didn't have the X-Men. They didn't have Spider-Man. They didn't have the Fantastic Four. They had what essentially B-list heroes, and they turned them into A-list and built off of that.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
But Warner's had all of their A-lists since the beginning, and they have just pissed on all of them.
Yep.
It's the same content over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. there's so many untouched characters that DC has just never even considered.
Yeah.
Like, I love Jason Momoa's Aquaman, but this motherfucker should have been Lobo.
Oh, I would have loved him as Lobo. It would have been dope.
There was a plan for the DCEU. Fucking Zack was trying to give us the Injustice sort of
mm-hmm.
path. That would have been sick. That would have been literally fucking Superman punching the heart out of the Joker at some point in a flashback or at the start of that Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Nope, but we're getting a Joker sequel with Lady Gaga.
Oh,
for some reason.
And it's a musical set in Arkham Asylum. I get that it's a musical now, because if it's set in Arkham Asylum, I imagine it'll be like they're going for a Shutter Island kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Which I feel like could work.
And like I feel like it'll be an interesting movie, but fuck me, like I love the Joker, but I feel like we've had enough.
Yeah, and we're gonna get Barry Coggins Joker as well. Like the Batman movie was great, didn't need that Joker cameo.
No,
Batman isn't built by Joker, bro. You don't need, like.
It's like it's that whole, you know, the flip of the, you know, the same side of the coin thing. It's like, yeah, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're beating us over the fucking head with it.
Like, you remember when Batman Begins, it just had that, like, this was actually, I remembered this by Ryan. He was saying, like, Batman Begins is underrated as a Batman movie, but yet it stands on its own 2 feet as a Batman movie without the fucking Joker. But it does have that card, like, towards the end. I would have loved I would have loved that in this Batman. Just like a card, a calling sign, just anything. There isn't actually presence. And then even in the next movie, just build that. Build that anticipation. Make that shit Thanos. Joker, Thanos. Same level. Same villain level. 100%.
Yeah, no, for real.
Like, this shit shouldn't just be fucking forced into every movie. That's rape, bro. Why are you raping your content? Stop. It said no.
Like, honestly, how off... Like, there's so many fucking Batmans. Batman has one of the most deep and rich rogues galleries of any comic book character ever created.
Mm-hmm.
But the over-reliance on the Joker is fucking insane.
Oh, yeah.
You could do something with a quarter.
Hey,
bowels.
You've got more actors who've won Oscars as the Joker than you have Batman.
Yeah.
Two times.
That's fucking crazy.
You can suck on my ball. Two times.
Oh, crap.
Oh, mate. It's a shit show. It is what it is.
Yeah. And it's like with Wonder Woman 84. What the fuck is that?
And we're getting another Wonder Woman. That I constantly need to remind myself of that. There's another Wonder Woman coming out. I've not heard any news about that being cancelled. Wonder Woman 3. Wow. It's in their pipeline somewhere, those limey fucks.
No idea. I had no idea that was a thing.
I mean, I'm just glad we're getting another Titans season. I know Titans isn't very well received as a Titans show, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really cool. I think it's well written.
I enjoy it.
I think it's well paced. Their handling of Red Hood was like the best since the Red Hood animation.
Yeah. I will say, I think my only negative thing as far as Titans is like Dick Grayson's storylines always seem to be this fucking same.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. He's hiding shit. It's like, fuck me, dude. Come on.
Fuck me, dude.
It's like at this point, I would just rather see literally anyone else fucking trying to hide something.
Yeah.
Just to give this motherfucker, like, I get it. You're brooding.
I just want Alan Richardson to come back, bro.
Yeah.
But then again, no, because Alan Richardson has literally reinvented himself with Jack Reacher. He is Jack Reacher. Shit, that series.
Yep.
It's probably my favorite series, like, of 2022.
Like, I feel like if since the trade-off is we don't get him back on Titans, but we get him as Jack Reacher, I'm totally okay with that.
Oh yeah, Amazon Prime have already said which book it's going to be based off. So, like, they took the first book, adapted it for series one. They're taking, like, the 11th or 12th book for season two. But, like, that's the thing about the Jack Reacher books. They're, like, it's, like, it's episode one, episode two, episode three. It's not 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. Like, every book is open.
Self-contained.
Open and closed, yeah. Self-contained.
Gotcha.
Self-contained nice. Stories and shit.
Got I feel like DC could learn from that. Me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Are you looking forward to anything that's coming out in DC? I'm not looking forward to Black Adam. No, not at all.
I will go see. Like,
don't worry, darling. But like you say, I have my trepidations about it. I wonder what Shia LaBeouf's character was. Was that meant to be Chris Pine's character?
Probably.
Or Harry Styles? Did Harry Styles get casted because he was dicking Olivia Wilde?
I don't want to say yes or no, but obviously, I feel like that's always going to be
they were fucking though, right?
Yeah, I think they're still together.
He was tapping that.
Yeah.
Didn't she get pregnant with his like brood?
Oh, I no clue.
Oh damn.
I don't think so.
Brood. What, is she a spider?
But like you kind of touched on it the last time we kind of talked about Black Adam. It just looks so convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I've never really read anything about Black Adam. The only things I've ever seen him in are the couple of games and movies that he's appeared in. But like other than that, I know nothing about the character.
Yeah, same actually. I'm not gonna lie.
Like I have zero connection to him, so I don't know. It's like, you know, it's The Rock. That's cool, but...
That's cool. We've seen, like, Rock will sell tickets, for sure. Rock will get bums in seats. But that's not... That's, like, that doesn't... Like, that doesn't make a good movie. Right, Rock doesn't yet have that power. Like, I see the teaser of a Gary Oldman movie. I can start to think that movie's going to be good. Because Gary Oldman, he's a master. But, you know, sometimes I've seen a Gary Oldman movie and I've gone, you know what? No, that didn't slap. I see Dwayne Johnson in a movie. I think popcorn.
Yeah. It's not going to be a movie that makes you think.
Yeah, I like entertainment, but like, I think that a movie that's just come out that really blends it well for me, although like I'm not hearing the best reviews about this movie actually, is Nope. For me, that blended like popcorn action, sci-fi, story. Mm-hmm. Like it was all there. It worked well for me, regardless of what Logan Paul says, who apparently is a movie critic now, among other things.
Yeah.
One of them being a bell end, of course. We get it. You've got an energy drink. It's not available like in
everyone
the
in their
it's
fucking
not available in the UK
drink.
Besides Arsenal Stadium or Asda.
Jesus.
Ugh.
Like for Black Adam, I will say I'm intrigued to see what Pierce Brosnan does with Dr. Fate.
Yes, that's the one thing about Black Adam I'm looking forward to. I think Pierce Brosnan has absolutely nailed Dr. Fate.
Yeah.
But again, like, as much as I know about Dr. Fate, is how big of a character he is in the Injustice League game.
Same.
And he's a badass in that.
Yeah. His, like, I got more from him with, what's the name of the show? Young Justice.
Young Justice.
Like, he, when, yeah, he's
how old is this?
It's at the HBO, it's on HBO Max. It's a animated series. And, like, so what's cool, what I think is cool about that is, like, the helmet apparently possesses the wearer of it. Like, it imbues them with, like, the powers of fate and everything, like, magic and shit.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a symbiotic relationship between the helmet and whoever's wearing it.
Damn.
So it's, like, so it's interesting. It's definitely interesting, and obviously, you know, introducing the more magical aspect. I'm pretty sure Dr. Fate is like the DC equivalent of Doctor Strange. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with him. Because from the way I've seen him presented before, in the games, in cartoons, he always seems like he's got a stick up his ass.
Hmm. He's also got that Benedict Cumberbatch kind of look to him. He kind of... Pierce Brosnan could be Benedict Cumberbatch's dad.
Nah, I can definitely see that, but like...
But I see what you mean about the Doctor Strange sort of similarities, though, because it's kind of like, doesn't Dr. Fate travel through some kind of like portal system?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I will say where the similarity ends is where Dr. Fate is simply a side character. Dr. Strange is a lead character.
True. Speaking of Dr. Strange... I was told that, like, for a brief moment in the comics, he has a relationship with She-Hulk. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But now that we have She-Hulk and Doctor Strange in the same universe, make it happen. Let's make some fucky. But, yo, we need to... So, fuck DC. We've said what we needed to say.
Yeah,
they're screwing up. We'll let you know if and when you need to know shit. But right now, it's all bad. She-Hulk, dude,
we were so wrong.
I'm sorry. Like,
so
I'm literally Iron Man in the Hulkbuster after smashing the elevator with Hulk, and Hulk just looks, he spits out turf and he just goes, I'm sorry. Yo, that was a good fight, though. I need that Hulk back. I hope that's where this season's going, with the Sakaar coming down. They probably want their champion back, which, if that happens, as soon as Universal finally let go of the fucking rights next year, we're getting a World War Hulk movie.
That would be dope. Like, obviously, we went in with pretty low expectations for She-Hulk, but I was,
which I'm
was
glad really I glad I'm away. Glad when that happens, because like I'm there and I get invested.
Yeah.
And it's like one thing I've said to my friends, that like I got some weird looks about this, but like I like how horny it is. It's it's got a bit of, it's got a bit of cheek to it, bro.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, the only thing I'm gonna smash is that jury. Like, woo. And then, like, of course, the Easter egg that is currently doing the rounds online.
Yep.
Captain America fucked! Handled so well. Apparently it was Kevin
so
Feige who
funny.
Made the decision of, like, when, where, how.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a rhyming reason to it that's so fucking funny. He lost his virginity in 1943 to a girl on the USO tour.
I've not
seen... And then you cut...
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, like, you... Like, I've seen a clip of him, of Bruce telling Jennifer about that. And then it cuts to a clip from Captain America, First Avenger. And Cap is signing... an autograph, and there's that little thing with a blonde chick. It's like, oh, that's her.
Yeah.
She popped America's cherry.
You want to know what's interesting about that? The same actress plays Star-Lord's dying mom in Guardians of the Galaxy. People have said it's a relative. So, like, a long, long time ago, Captain America's your granddaddy.
No!
Yes, yes! Breathe it all in! Oh, speaking of Marvel, not the cast, but Thunderbolts is apparently Zemo, the White Widow, Winter Soldier, US Agent, Abomination, is White Widow Tatiana?
Elena.
So, Tatiana, whoever the hell that is. Nah, that doesn't ring any bells to me.
Isn't that Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character's name?
I thought she was called Valentine.
Oh, no, you're right. And who the fuck is Tatiana?
Fuck if I know, cunt. we'll find out next week. maybe not. We'll find out when D23 starts.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward
to.
Next month. I fly on the final day.
Fucking A.
Damn. Hopefully we can get to the hotel before the football starts, so that me and you can go find a bar to watch the football.
That would be dope.
Isn't it? I think there's still a B-dubs on Vine. Is that where the Hollywood Walk of Fame is?
What? From where I saw where you'll be staying, I think you're by that Dave and Buster's on Hollywood.
Oh, chicken. Yeah. Will they show football?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got that sports bar.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm down. Nice. I'm down for wings, like just barely wings.
Just.
That's what they're called on the menu. Go look. Wing. Yeah, I'm right.
Fuck.
Just barely right, wings so with just with just up, barely sauce. Just so barely beer. Up, sorry, I'm dragging this out. I'll shut up.
No worries.
I'm having so fun.
Before we wrap up, let me know what have you been watching, dude? I feel like we haven't really talked about it in a while.
I finished Blackbird with Paul Walter Hauser and Taron Egerton. Holy guacamole. That is phenomenal. That's all I can say about that. I don't want to spoil that for anyone. Just go watch it, Apple TV. Then we started watching Severance with Adam Scott. I'm really, really enjoying that. That's like...
I'm watching that right now, too.
It's like it's cerebral to the point where like I'm intrigued.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. It makes my head hurt.
Like, there's so much, like, there's a dark underbelly in that show. And, like, it's only being, like, drip-fed to us, and I love it. Give me more.
I genuinely wasn't sure how Adam Scott, or Ben Stiller, was going to handle this kind of story.
Mm.
But, like, in watching it, and watching the way Stiller directs it, it's like, fuck me, dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
And like the opening dark title comedy
is spot on. It's spot on Stiller.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then I've also been watching Westworld. I'm yet to start Sandman and House of the Dragon, but I will do.
Yeah, I haven't started. My mom and my dad started watching House of the Dragon.
Oh yeah, what did they think?
Haven't. I mean, they seem to like it.
Yeah.
They like Game of Thrones, so
okay.
I watched this this new show on Hulu called This Fool.
Not heard of that one.
It is. It's just it's about this this guy. He works at a gang rehabilitation center.
Cool.
His cousin gets out of his cousin gets out of prison, and he gets him a spot. So it's like, you know. Trying to rehab a fucking, a cholo, essentially.
Yeah.
And, like, the it's just genuine. It's just funny.
Yeah,
it's just really fucking funny, and like seeing this dude making like he makes like really dated jokes, and he gets called out on it, and it's just fucking funny because that's what it is. Like he's, you know, he's like he walks into his cousin's like, "Hey man, you gay or something, bro?" It's like, "Gay? Can't insult me with that shit. This is not 2005, bro."
So what if I am? yeah, no, I've been watching a few other things as well. Star Trek Discovery, I'm loving that. I can't wait to finish that so I can start watching Strange New Worlds. Lower Decks recently started again. Picard is coming back next year. It's a good time to be a Star Trek fan, I think.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then fuck. What was it? Shit. Oh, come on. It was right there. We're watching Star Trek. Under the Banner of Heaven.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield, right?
Fucking Andrew Garfield and some crazy-ass Mormons.
Crazy-ass Mormons.
Right. That's how they do Wyatt it. Russell's in it as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's a U.S. agent. He's not killing people with shields this time, though.
They announced the release date for Big Mouth Season 6.
They did, and I need to watch Human Resources, apparently. Fuck that trailer!
Literally, such dicks about it,
the
too.
The trailer for the next season of Big Mouth is literally telling you, look, if you haven't, you probably should. These shows go hand in hand. You goddamn bastard, you didn't have to do it, but you did it.
It was so fucking funny. You mean the things that happen in Human Resources affect Big Mouth too? Apparently.
Fuck. And with that, I'm going to go off and watch some Human Resources.
There you go.
All right, geez. Good to be back. Yeah. I look forward to listening to this one when it gets released on Sunday.
Same. It's definitely gonna be a fun one.
Yeah, man, I'm enjoying this.
And I'm thinking of when the next one's gonna be. It's like I feel like we'll get into a little bit of more like regular release until you're out here.
Yeah.
And then we head out there. So that's gonna be interesting.
That's gonna be fun. We can record here.
But even, and we'll have so. I have no doubt we're gonna have so many fucking stories.
Oh, dude. We'll have to do a whole episode of like post vacation.
Dude. A post vacation debrief?
Post vacation debrief. Yes. Put it in the diary now.
There you go.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I bid you a cue.
Remember to rate, comment, follow, subscribe. All that good shit.
All that good shit.
Take it easy, everyone.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Come join us on this trip. Now we're like throwing out the script.
Come on, man. Come join us on the trip.
I'm sorry.
Now we're throwing out the script. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weekend's calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.